And at this time, if Christine Pham, we have a little moment of testimony, and we'd like to actually hear she has some testimonies that she can share with us. So, and after that, our speaker will come up. So, yes.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing? Okay. I have a very short testimony, only one. So it was about 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, and on this street, there was not really anybody, so I was praying to God. I was like, maybe God will lead me to like this one door or something. So I was walking to this door. There were two guys working in the garage, and they were fixing their cars. And I was telling them, hi, my name is Christine. I'm a student working my way through school, Christian student, by the way. So, and they didn't really seem interested, but there were two guys. One of them had a lot of tattoo, and the other one doesn't. And the one that doesn't have the tattoo, he was telling me, like, you know, I'm not religious anyhow, you know, I don't believe in God, but you can talk to my aunt. So I was like, okay, I'll go talk to your aunt. So I was waiting for the aunt to come, and she wasn't really interested, but I was kind of persistent. I was like, well, maybe I can talk to somebody in the house, because I think they were having a little birthday party for the grandma. So another person came. It was that guy's mother, and I was telling her about the books that I have, you know, especially the book called Peace Above the Storm. And I was showing to her, she's like, this would be a great book for my son, because, you know, he doesn't believe in God, and this one would be a great one for him. And I felt like that I should also show her another book. So I showed him the one called Man of Peace, which is a story about Jesus. So I showed it to her, and she was like, oh, yeah, this one would be the better one because, you know, he needs to first to know who Jesus is and get to know about what Jesus have done on earth as well. So I showed that to her, and she was like, okay, I'll get the money. And she was like, I only have $6. I was like, that's okay, ask anybody around the house. So they end up getting, like, a few quarters in there to make it up to $10. I was like, great. So as I leave, I was telling her, like, is there anything that I can pray for you? And she was like, yes, please pray for my son. And the son was walking past by, and they were asking him, like, do you want to pray too? He's like, no. But anyhow, so we end up praying for her. And when I finished praying, she was crying. She was like, thank you so much for praying. You know, I do need prayer. And she's really touched by my presence there and the book that I delivered to her as well. And, you know, just wanted to let you know, you guys know, that there are many people out there that are, like, spiritually thirsty, that want to know about Christ. So with us, you know, just telling a little about Jesus and how we can bring the light to them, it will be a great great experience for them, and also maybe help them to bring them in the church as well. So that's just my little test.